This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. We desire that you will find Jesus through this broadcast. Surrender your life to Christ, repent, and dedicate your life to His service in a living, loving, active faith. First, please join with me in prayer to God through Jesus Christ. Father God, I want to praise and make the name of God Almighty and His only Son, Jesus Christ, great and powerful before all of the many people listening today. May the words that I speak be the right words to communicate the glory of Your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, who died to pay the penalty for sin for everyone who individually believes and trusts in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sin. Give to each person listening the faith to trust in Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, so they can know that through Jesus they have eternal life. Let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing in Your eyes, O Lord, my rock and the one who saves me. I make this prayer to our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to let everyone know about our Vision for Christ website, gospel2africa.com. It works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. At that website, you can listen to past, present, and future programs. Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address is gospel2africa.com. On Facebook, it's facebook.com/gospel2africa. We have internet links to African language Bibles on our Facebook page. That's found at facebook.com/gospel2africa. Have you ever wondered why our world is so troubled? Why are there so many difficult and deeply rooted problems for which we cannot seem to find lasting solutions? Problems like HIV/AIDS, problems like political and business corruption, greed and dishonesty, extortion and bribery, tribal wars, drug abuse, abortion, hostage taking and torture, and slavery. These are problems found not only in Africa, but in almost every country of the world. Why are people doing these terrible things? What is the cause and what can be done about them? Let me offer a lesson from the history of America that may be relevant here. On March 30, 1863, in the United States, while America was struggling for survival in the middle of a civil war over the issue of black slavery, the president at that time, Abraham Lincoln, proclaimed a national day of fasting and prayer, calling Americans to pray for personal and national repentance in hopes of a resolution to the national crisis in which America had found itself. At that time, Lincoln is quoted as saying this: "It is the duty of nations as well as of men to own their dependence upon the overruling power of God, to confess their sins and transgressions in humble sorrow, yet with assured hope that genuine repentance will lead to mercy and pardon, and to recognize the sublime truth announced in the Holy Scriptures and proven by all history, that those nations only are blessed whose God is the Lord." And insomuch as we know that by His divine law, nations, like individuals, are subjected to punishments and chastisements in this world, may we not justly fear that the awful calamity of civil war, which now desolates the land, may be but a punishment inflicted upon us for our presumptuous sins, to the needful end of our national reformation as a whole people? We have been the recipients of the choicest bounties of heaven. We have been preserved these many years in peace and prosperity. We have grown in numbers, wealth, and power as no other nation has ever grown. But we have forgotten God. We have forgotten the gracious hand which preserved us in peace and multiplied and enriched and strengthened us. And we have vainly imagined in the deceitfulness of our hearts that all these blessings were produced by some superior wisdom and virtue of our own. Intoxicated with unbroken success, we have become too self-sufficient to feel the necessity of redeeming and preserving grace, too proud to pray to the God that made us. It behooves us then to humble ourselves before the offended power, to confess our national sins, and to pray for clemency and forgiveness. That quotation from the former American president Abraham Lincoln in 1863, I'm quoting it on this broadcast because his call to personal and national repentance applies equally to each and every country in the world. Sin is the root cause of our evils and troubles. I know this sounds simple, but it is true. When people ignore God and His commands and fail to take the Bible seriously, people try to live out their lives by their own wisdom and knowledge. The resulting list of problems is just a sample of the awful mess people have created. You see, all people inherited sin from Adam and Eve, especially from Adam. Sin is described in the Bible as transgression of the law of God and rebellion against God. Genesis chapter 3 describes the rebellion of Adam and Eve against God and His command. Because of Adam and the disobedience of Eve, sin has been an inheritance for all of their descendants. That means you and I. Romans 5:12 tells us that through Adam, sin entered the world, and so death was passed on to all men because all have sinned. This passed on sin is known as inherited sin. Just as we inherit physical characteristics from our parents, we inherit our sinful nature from Adam. Adam and Eve were made in the image and likeness of God. See Genesis 1:26 and 27 and Genesis 9:6. However, we are also in the image and likeness of Adam. In Genesis 5:3, we read, "When Adam was 130 years old, he became the father of a son who was just like him, in his very image. He named his son Seth." When Adam fell into sin, the result was every one of his descendants also became infected with sin. David lamented this fact in one of his psalms. "Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me." That's Psalm 51:5. This does not mean that his mother bore him illegitimately. Rather, his mother had inherited a sin nature from her parents, and they from their parents, and so on. David inherited sin from his parents, just as we all do. Even if we live the best life possible, we are still sinners as a result of inherited sin. Being born sinners results in the fact that we all sin. Notice the progression in Romans 5:12. Sin entered the world through Adam. Death follows sin. Death comes to all people. All people sin because they inherit sin from Adam. Because all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, that's Romans 3:23, we need a perfect, sinless sacrifice to wash away our sin, something we are powerless to do on our own. Thankfully, Jesus Christ is the Savior from sin. Our sin has been crucified on the cross of Jesus, and now, quote, "In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace," unquote, from Ephesians 1:7. God, in His infinite wisdom, has provided the remedy for the sin we inherit, and that remedy is available to everyone. Therefore, my brothers, I want you to know that through Jesus, the forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you. You can read that in Acts 13:38. Our troubled world is the result of living in a fallen world, a world that's infected with sin. Sin is a moral disease. In Revelation 2:5, Jesus speaks to the church of Ephesus, which had left its first love. "Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen. Repent and do the works you did at first." The whole world of mankind has fallen. Fallen from friendship with God into proud estrangement from Him and enmity with Him. This leaves us diseased and dying in every part of our personalities and our bodies. The whole world of mankind has fallen from the beauty, tranquility, and vitality of godly family life into a cesspool of sexual identity confusion, domestic strife, and aimlessness. We fell from our original position in the Garden of Eden. We now live in that fallen world, and all creation groans under the consequences of our sin. See Romans 8:22. The good news is that God does not intend his world to forever groan. Through Jesus Christ, God is repairing his creation. He is restoring friendship with himself in Jesus Christ, giving us eternal life. God is restoring the reflection of the image of God in Jesus Christ. See Romans 8:28-32 and 1 Corinthians 6:11. Jesus Christ has promised to return, and when he comes back, he will finish, setting everything right forever. Do not miss God's final invitation to all fallen people. Revelation 22:17, come. All who come to God by faith in Jesus Christ will be restored. In the Bible book of Acts, chapter 17, the Apostle Paul said, God now commands all people everywhere to repent, because he has set a day on which he is going to judge the world in righteousness by a man whom he designated, having provided proof to everyone by raising Christ from the dead. I am going to pray for each of you right now, and I ask you to join me in this prayer to God. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life starting today, and have a close, personal relationship with you, Father God. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Vision for Christ, so you may write a letter to us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done for all people everywhere. We so enjoy reading your letters to us and encourage you to write to us at Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio 43558, United States of America. Our internet address, gospel2africa.com. And that works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. At that website, you can listen to past, present, and future radio broadcasts. We also have internet website links to African language Bibles that you can read. You can find these links at our Facebook page, which is found at facebook.com/gospel2africa. Our main website address is gospel2africa.com. I will repeat that address again in a moment in the event you are not able to write it down. We enjoy reading your letters of how these radio talks affect your life. If you have comments or questions about anything I have said, I invite you to write to us. Please use this address, Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, spelled S-W-A-N-T-O-N, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com. That is gospel2africa.com. And again on Facebook, facebook.com/gospel2africa. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor, praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in a loving, intimate relationship. I leave you today with this text from Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. If you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it is by openly declaring your faith that you are saved.